For today is Kira Mock. She is with the American Association for the Advancement of Science, or AAAS, and she is the Program Manager for Energy, Environment, and Agriculture within the AAAS Science and Technology Policy Fellowships Program.
So, first of all, I'd like to thank Rob for inviting me back. I was here last year for a graduate lunch, and it's always great to be here and be able to talk to people about the fellowships program. I actually wasn't prepared to do a PowerPoint presentation today. I was going to just speak informally. But I do have this presentation, so I'm probably going to run through it relatively quickly, just because I hadn't necessarily prepared to do that. I wasn't sure of the format. I was sort of a late addition. I'm actually going to be talking to you about something really different from what everybody else has been talking about. Everybody else has been talking about grant writing. And I'm going to talk to you about a fellowship opportunity for policy that actually would take you away from the field or take you away from the lab and bring you to Washington, D.C. for a 12-week stint in either an executive branch agency or Congress. So why does it this one here? Okay. Oh, that's the back. That's the last one. That's the last slide. So basically what we are, what the goals of the fellowship are, it's a policy fellowship, so the goals are to allow scientists, researchers, and engineers the opportunity to come to Washington, D.C. and learn about the policy process and be able to input into that process, but also for policymakers to receive information about, directly from the field, and have the and sort of forge those relationships between research and policy. Well, I'm not doing something right. Okay. Oh. Maybe I should just talk. See, it's not, but it's missing some stuff. Oh, okay. So when we talk about, you may ask about science policy, what that is. When we're talking about science policy, there are two components of it. One is policy for science. And a good example of that is pretty recently the Obama administration asked the federal agencies to submit their plans for strengthening research capacity within their agencies and aligning themselves with the peer review process. And several of my fellows were involved in working on crafting those documents and working with top-level officials and agencies to put those things together. So that's an example of that. And then another example is science for policy. And when we talk about science for policy, we're talking about things like climate change adaptation. A number of my fellows have been involved in climate change adaptation, an interagency working group between NOAA, the Council on Environmental Quality and the Office of the President, EPA, and a number of other agencies, NASA. And they've been working on putting together a document for the President. And here's some other examples of policy for science and science policy. So there are five program areas. Basically, there are four key program areas. There's diplomacy, security and development, health, education, and human services, and my program area, energy, environment, and agriculture, and the congressional program. And a program area that comes up about once every 7 years when the endowment is available is the Roger Revelle Fellowship in Global Stewardship. And that one only has one placement. So here are some examples of places where you could be placed if you were a finalist in the diplomacy and security and development track. USAID, the State Department, just to name a few. This says 40 placements. I know we had a lot more placements this year than 40. So health education and human services is another one of our, and these are some of the examples of places where you can be placed. National Institute of Health, National Science Foundation, Department of Health and Human Services, Veteran Affairs. In my program area, I actually have quite a few agencies where you could have an opportunity of being placed. I have people placed at EPA, DOE, NSF, and NOAA. For the Congressional Fellowships Program, there are two placements that are funded by AAAS. It's a very competitive program, and generally, if you're interested in the Congressional Fellowships Program, we recommend that you also look to partnership societies to apply to the partnership societies also, because it increases your chances of getting to work in Congress. The Congressional Fellowship is the only fellowship program where it's just for 1 year. The other program areas, it's a one-year fellowship with the possibility of renewing for a second year. And here's some information about the Roger Rovell Fellowship. The thing I want to point out about this one is that you have to be 3 years. You have to have 3 years of post-degree professional experience or 6 years of post-degree with a master's in engineering. So it's a little bit different requirements than the other ones, and there is only one placement for that. So these are just some examples of things that you might be working on. You could be working on briefings, talking points. This is within the executive branch if you were placed in an executive branch agency. But it really ranges quite a bit. I have fellows that work on studies for Congress or studies for that go out to as broader interagency activities. And here's some examples of things that people do when they're in Congress. And I actually was talking to the Tri-Societies AAAS fellow, and she was telling me about how she gets to write language into bills and things like that. So that's another possibility in addition to what's listed here. So here are some examples of contributions that fellows have made to international coalitions, disaster relief, and scientific capacity. Here are some more examples of science outreach, agency infrastructure, education reform. So here's an example of what the benefits are of the fellowship, what we have to offer. And actually, all this information is on this white sheet that I have in the back, and I actually have plenty of them. So if you are interested in the program, you can just pick one of these up. And there's also additional information at our website, which is also listed on the sheet. So the stipend salary is between $70,000 and $97,000. Your health insurance would be covered up to the family level, and you get $4,000 to relocate if you lived more than 50 miles away from the D.C. area. And then you would also have the possibility of $4,000 of professional development travel that would just need to be approved by your mentor or supervisor in the agency where you were placed. And we have an excellent professional development program. There are 2 weeks of solid orientation to the fellowship, as well as monthly professional development workshops. And then, of course, there's the Fellowship of the Fellows, which is an incredible network of scientists, engineers, and medical doctors, as well as even veterinarians that you can access at any time. So So here's a listing of the qualifications that we look for, a doctoral degree, and in a scientific field or an engineering discipline. It is also possible if you have an engineering master's degree to be 3 years past an engineering master's degree and still apply. You want to be able, you want to show that you have a commitment to apply your science to serve society. You want to exhibit your communication skills and demonstrate your problem-solving ability and initiative, any leadership qualities that you may be able to exhibit, showing that. And then you must hold a U.S. citizenship. Oh, and also another thing that's not listed here is you cannot work for a federal government agency. So if you work for the federal government, you wouldn't be eligible. So this gives you an example of, we're at our largest class in history. We have 255 fellows this year in the executive branch in Congress. We have 35 fellows in Congress and 220 within the executive branch. So it gives you a breakdown of where we are now. And it's just a broad array of disciplines, sectors where fellows come from. They come from academic institutions, non-governmental institution, private industry. We have independent consultants, et cetera. And this gives you an idea of sort of the geographics of, in terms of, not geographics, years past degree people are who are successful. 44% are between 1 and 3 years post their PhD. But there is a fair number who come directly from finishing their PhD and are successful. This is an example of our gender breakdown. So it's close to 50%, but there are more females this year. Now this gives you an idea of the odds for success, and you'll notice that within the diplomacy fellowship track and within my fellowship track, energy, environment, and agriculture, you have a pretty high chance of success. And actually, if you it's a peer-reviewed process, so if you make it through to the finalist stage, most people are placed. I have a very, very low number of people not being placed. And this is an example of the information that's required for the application. Our application is online. It's all online. It can be accessed through our website. And you'll just need to provide a candidate data, a candidate statement, your CV, any extracurricular activities. And here it's probably important to include things that demonstrate any leadership qualities or any activities that you've done that demonstrate that you've been communicating your science to lay audiences. And here are just the important dates within the program. It is a competitive process, so once we receive your applications, they go through an external peer review process that's composed of former fellows. After that process, if you make it through that process, then it goes to a peer review selection committee that's composed of government scientists as well as scientists from industry, nonprofit sector. And they make a decision whether they want to invite people to come for interviews. The interviews are held at the end of February, the first week of March or so, and then you'll be notified if you're a finalist after the interviews. And you'll begin to get, in the second week of April is when we have placement week, and that's when you would come to Washington, D.C. If you became a finalist, and you would interview throughout the just throughout the federal government, where within your program area, to determine where you would be placed, and then you would begin to get placement offers in May. And your fellowship would begin September the 1st and end August the 31st of the next year. So this basically tells you sort of where fellows have gone as a result of the fellowship, how it's changed them. A lot do end up staying in the public sector, but some go return to the same sector, and some go and do something completely different. I'm going to skip through some of this because I think it's getting... So this is our website, and that's where you can get even more information than I could possibly present in this talk. You can always contact our main number for questions, or send an email to fellowships@AAAS.org. Anyway, thank you.